Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of the Thinking of You podcast, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. Today's question is one I got last trimester, and the question is, should I do a midterm survey in my online class? And if I do a midterm survey, what questions should I put on it? I always like to do a midterm survey if there's any possible way I can swing it. This trimester, I actually have a new class to me. It's a short class, only 10 weeks, and the middle point just slipped right by me, and I wasn't able to get my act together to do a midterm survey, and I'm really kicking myself now. But in my longer classes and when I have the forethought to get something together, I try to do one every trimester for every class. And here's why. Number one, if absolutely nothing else happens, sending out a midterm survey and being clear with the students about what it is and what's going to happen with it helps the students feel like you care about their opinions and their experience. When I send out a midterm survey, I always frame it for the students by saying, this survey is just for me. It's not going to anyone else. It's not part of, you know, the provost isn't going to see it. The dean isn't going to see it. It's not part of a record anywhere. It's just for me. And it's because I want to know how you're doing and if there's anything that we could do to make the next half of the class better. Because at the end of the trimester, they can do a survey, but it's really not going to have any benefit for them, right? They just get to get something off their chest, perhaps. But in the middle of the trimester, there's still a chance to change things. You can get a sense for what is happening with the pulse of the class and make adjustments if needed. So I always emphasize that to students. I also tell them, and this is true, that the survey I send out is completely anonymous and confidential, that there's no way for me to know who submitted which answer. So they should feel free to be as honest and as forthcoming as they would like to be. I often will give them just a couple points of extra credit for doing it. I find that that increases my response rate. So that's my answer for you. It really helps people feel like you care. Another thing that I do in the midterm survey to help them feel like that is actually have a question towards the end of the survey I give them, and it says, do you think this course is set up in a way that respects your time and learning process? And I explicitly ask them that, and I usually have it set up as an open-ended question where they can either write yes or no and tell me why. And I love this question because, first of all, it gives me some great feedback. And second of all, it gets the students thinking, oh, yeah, this course is set up in a way that respects my time and learning process. And I think when I give them those words, they can really see it. It's there from the beginning, but when I phrase it like that, I think it sinks into them that I've thought about their time and learning process in advance and that my goal is to have a class that respects both of those things. So that's one hint for you. The other thing I will say is that I get a lot of interesting information. If I want to know, for example, do you read the book every week? Or do you watch the introductory video I make for you every week? Or anything like that? Like, do you prefer to have the homework due on Mondays or Fridays? Or anything where I'm thinking about changing something or I want to get a sense, I can stick that in the survey. And usually there's some very insightful things that I would never have thought about on my own. What I'm going to do is I'm going to write up a blog post to accompany this, and I will put a link to one of the midterm surveys I used this trimester so that you can have a look. You're welcome to copy it if you want. You're welcome to use any of the questions verbatim or not. Tweak them if you will. I like to use type form just because I think it's pretty, but you could use SurveyMonkey or Google Forms or Office Form, whatever type of survey thing you want to do this. So those are just some thoughts. Some of the things that I always like to include in the survey are, number one, this is always my first question, how much are you learning in this course on a scale of 1 to 5? For me, that's sort of the ultimate question. And some people will put hardly anything, and sometimes they go on to explain it later and say, yes, because I've taken a similar course in the recent past, but I love the course and I'm glad I'm here. So it's not necessarily the only question that I want to know about, but it gives me a great idea of how people are doing, because usually if people are learning a lot, you can get a lot of flexibility in other areas of the course. So my anchor question, I think, is how much are you learning in this course? I've also recently added a question, which is how helpful do you think the feedback is that you're getting in this course from me and the TA? And I usually have that one as an open-ended question so that they can provide some feedback around that. You know, if they have anything specific they would like to say to either one of us, they can put it there. And that's been a really nice way also of collecting some personal feedback of what I could be doing better, or if the students are really getting what they need out of our feedback that we're providing them. So that's my answer. Yes, I recommend doing a midterm survey. And I will give you a link to my midterm survey that I use if you, in case it's helpful. If you do a midterm survey and you have other questions that have been really beneficial for you or anything else you'd like to share, I would love to hear it. thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com. Also, thank you so much to those of you who have sent in your questions. I actually have a nice, robust list of questions that I'm going to be working my way through. I would love to add to it. So if you've got a question, please feel free to submit it on the form on my website or email it to thinkingofyoupodcast@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to add your questions to my list or to hear any feedback about this or any other episode. Have a great week. Take care.